Chapter 1 I blinked open my eyes to find two concerned faces hovering above me. I shifted my body and a cascade of shoeboxes tumbled around me. What happened? I swallowed a few times. My throat felt funny.
You tell us, Sam said, hands on her hips, her blonde curls bouncing in agitation. I was minding my own business, helping a 75-year-old lady cram her corns into a pair of high heels, when all of a sudden, what sounds like a sonic boom goes off. I run back to find you out cold, crumpled like a rag doll on top of a pile of Steve Maddens.
She extended her arm to help me up. Samantha Reed, my coworker and recent best friend, was not amused. I grabbed onto her hand, scattering boxes and shoes as I went.
When I saw you lying here, I thought you were dead, Phoebe. Don't scare me like that again, ever.
Yeah, Tom echoed in his standard monotone. Don't scare us like that.
Tom Levine, Macy's resident 18-year-old stock boy, took a few steps back so I had enough room to fully clear myself of the mess. Apparently, I'd passed out, but I had no recollection of the event at all.
But dude, at the same time, it was freaking awesome. I thought the whole building was gonna cave in or something. There was this huge kaboom.
Both his hands went out in front of him, mimicking an explosion. The story ended with a whooshing noise out of the side of his mouth. It was the most animated I'd ever seen the guy.
Then the lights flickered and you were lying here.
Honestly, I said, trying to smooth down my now static frizzed hair. I don't remember much. I heard a noise and glanced up right as a bolt of something shot out of the lights. It must have hit me, which is weird because I didn't feel anything and I'm not hurt. Next thing I knew, you guys were looking down on me.
We all tilted our heads up to the ceiling. Several long, narrow fluorescent bulbs hung from their fixtures at odd angles, rocking slowly back and forth. It was the only indication that my convoluted story held a kernel of truth.
No way.
Tom moved under one of the bulbs and tried to reach it, jumping twice, but it was too high. He glanced over his shoulder, flipping his brown hair off his forehead in a single flick.
I wish this kind of stuff happened to me. It's boring as hell back here.
I had no idea fluorescent lights could shock someone like that. I rubbed my arms. My extremities were a little tingly, but other than that, I felt fine. My throat was better after a couple of swallows. A big store like Macy's should insulate their lights better, or check the circuits, or hire better maintenance people. I gestured to the broken fixtures. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Please, fluorescent lights can't shock you like that.
Sam's voice was full of authority as she marched forward to investigate.
It's completely impossible. Electricity doesn't arc that far at 110 volts, and even if it did, fluorescent lights are made up of electrons and gas, not wire filament. So essentially, there's no way on earth those light bulbs or that fixture,
she directed an angry finger toward the hanging bulbs that still had the audacity to rock back and forth,
shocked you from way up there.
Sam was an aspiring actress, but she should have been an engineer. Her brain was vast and held more factoids than I thought possible for one person. She was one of the smartest people I'd ever met. A sharp, acidic smell hit the air. I glanced down. The hemline of my skirt was smoking.
Oh.
I licked my fingers and pressed them against the frayed edge, and a soft psst sounded as the tiny coal of heat was extinguished. Sam met my eyes, her expression shocked.
Holy crap, Phoebe, she cried, moving in front of me. We need to get you to the doctor right away. Your skirt is smoking. How is that even possible?
She twisted her head up toward the ceiling and then back to look at me, her face incredulous.
Dude, that's freaking crazy.
Tom was giddy as he shuffled toward us.
I've never seen anyone on fire before.
I'm not on fire,
I answered testily as I checked the rest of my body for any other indication that I may, in fact, be on fire. This was beyond insane.
I'm totally fine. I promise. I have a great idea. Let's call maintenance and they can come in and check it out and we can all go back to work.
The customers are probably crawling up the walls by now and Nancy's going to be mad we've both